Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you. But now you're gone and only these words remain. Life is short, but the list.
Hi everyone, this is Colleen from Daytime After Dark. I'm coming back slowly on the air because news is breaking and I feel that no one is telling you guys the truth because so many outlets want the reporter first, okay, which is bad because everyone is freaking out tonight on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere I see. Okay, let me start with the good news. I know it's just going to be mean tonight because I just made this quick 15-minute show, so let me go through stuff I've, you know, been hearing and watching for the past 3.5 months. Okay, first of all, we want to send our really condolences to Monique Bernard and his family over his dad's death. It caught everyone off guard. I feel so sorry for Mo. And then we had Cameron Matheson's mom die of breast cancer, like all in a 2-week period. And let's see, what else? Okay, so the biggest news, people, is Inga Wademacher is out at Jasper Zucks. I'm in a hospital. And people, before people feel sorry for him, don't. Do not even think about it. He decided to talk about another castmate, a transgender, and then he tried to make this stupid apology that did not go well over with any of the fans. You know, this is BS. You know what? He should have been out there at the General Hospital last year. You know, everyone knew he was on Trump's side. Everyone knew he was blaming the right-wing media over all of this shit. Okay, number one, you know, if I interviewed Ingo, I couldn't do it. Because I don't think I could be that nice right now. Because what he is spewing is hatred, being hateful, and being hate, you know, and everything, you know, you don't want in an actor. And, so, yeah, and, you know, people are saying, let's recast him. No, let's not recast him because he has done things over and over and over and over again, and he will continue to do things over and over and over again. So please, people, do not feel sorry for Ingo. Just let them do him when he's on his way out. Okay, that was the biggest, and November 22nd, what day is that? Let me look, people. So November 22nd, is, on Monday night, so we might have to have a show called Zach's Gone for Good Okay. So the other stuff that I wanted to talk about tonight is, you know, there's been rumors about Steve Butcher leaving. Okay, number one, we don't have confirmation. You know, this has been going on for a week almost, and we still don't have clarification from ABC or Steve. So my best advice, everyone, is calm down, cool the rhetoric. You know what? Let Steve speak, or maybe he can't. You know, and everyone is blaming Nancy for Ingo's outage. No, Ingo did that on his own. And yes, Nancy was kind of proud of herself for being the, you know, having the no hospital mandate, the actors and everything. Okay, I agree on that, but you know what? You know, we all know Steve had COVID in August or September. So I don't think he will be qualified for the side yet. I've been researching this. But we don't know if he's leaving. And please, you guys, for the love of God, please do not trust Soap Central. Sometimes they are questionable. Celebrity Dirty Laundry is more questionable than Donald Trump, you know, was actually our president. You see, people? Celebrity Dirty Laundry, okay, maybe has one or two bid items that might be okay, but, you know, am I not? And so, you know, we just have to wait for confirmation from the network, because the network, ABC, should be speaking out whether or not Steve is leaving. You know, is causing everyone, including myself, wondering if he's staying or going, because we are investing a lot in Jason and Britt. Jason and Britt came out of left field for everyone. And Kelly Steinberg and Steinberg didn't have the magic. And before, again, Jason was slamming me down, Kelly Monaco and Dom are working great. So Dante and Sam actually make sense. So before everyone, you know, and I got to talk about this. Nina. Okay. My problem about Nina Reeves is, well, her insistence on the show. Okay, Nina has been a viral for 9 months. And lied almost a year, you guys, actually. It was 10 months that we thought Sunny was dead. Well, the audience knew, but everyone in post-college did not know. But Nina knew. Nina knew the first day she walked into the cavern who she was. Oh, who Sunny was, and is bullshit. Okay, you know, Nina called Carly, but wait a moment, before you get on your Carly hatred, Carly and Nina had a little incident 2 days earlier. Okay, so if I was Carly, I would not be wanting to hear what that bitch is saying to me. After all, you know, Nina thinks she has more rights in Wiley's life than Carly, excuse me. We don't even have DNA proof that Nell is your daughter, Nina, okay? And second of all, please, you know, you kept Sunny from his family for 9 to 10 months, and you think a night in jail and you're bonded out probably by a stupid zestful is going to save your ass in the... And no, you messed with the wrong family on General Hospital. And if I was Carly, I would really want to hit Nina by now. Because what Nina did, she knew what she was doing. Unlike Sunny, who had amnesia. Okay, and, you know, it's been Nina versus Carly for the last 9 months. Okay, and obviously, everyone on the show knows I'm a Carly fan, a Bert fan. I actually liked the conversation Friday that Carly and Liz had. It was Liz actually understanding of Carly how she was feeling about Nina. And you know what? All people should, you know, I think people, we should not bring up people's past mistakes, you know, like 10 from 10, 20 years ago. This needs to stop. Okay, what Nina has done in the past 9 months and cut Avery open by Ava, and no one wants to say that, I'm saying that here tonight. So everyone just remember that all these rumors are just rumors until the network says something, like they said yesterday. And when U.S. Weekly put the story on about Ingo, it was one of the wow moments because, you know, it's in a hospital main news. And do I feel sorry for the PR people Monday morning? No, because really, they should have done their job last year. And, you know, the PR at General Hospital should give Blog Talk Radio hosts second chances and let guests come on here. You know what? I mean, I believe like 5 years of something that didn't really happen, and I'm still paying for it. So if anyone in ABC is listening, I'm back. I'm good. Well, I'm back. Am I good? No. I'm going through stuff, but I just figured maybe this would help me feel better tonight if I came on here and talked to you guys about this, because it's better talking to you guys on air than in my head. And you guys have to remember that I did not want to be gone 3.5 months. Believe me. I was also in the hospital for 19 days. And to be honest, they don't know what's wrong with me, which is, you know, the truth. It's the truth. They don't know what's wrong with me yet. And I'm not giving up the fight, but it's frustrating. It's hell. You know what? It's really hard, but I'm not going to give up. Because giving up is not what I do, even though I just want to kick someone. But I'm going to do that right now. So, everyone, we will be back this Friday or next Friday. And, you know, it's coming close to Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so, yes, and we are going to get more interviews and more everything. So Daytime After Dark is back. Back with new host, same host, new host, new co-host, new fun stuff. So have a great night. And as we go out, we are going to play Before He Sees by Carrie Underwood.
Oh.
Now, you guys, that was Phil Collins of I'm Okay Because It Will Work. Okay, but you guys, I will be back with the latest of news. Have a great night.